You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We are chicks serious about footy.
No, we're not.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9 with Fee, Moddy and Breeza, the very first Chicks Talking Footy of the season. Now, Moddy, we have a very special guest on the line.
We do indeed. We're delighted to welcome our very first guest for 2019, AFL Head of Women's Football, Nicole Livingston.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
It's a great pleasure. Where have we caught you? Are you on your way from A to B to C to D?
Yes, and so my balls are in the air. Nothing's fallen down except for my daughter waiting to get into the house when we get home. We've had kids sport everywhere later this afternoon, and we've had thunder and lightning everywhere, so I've been running around picking up kids everywhere.
So all good. Is your daughter into football, or what is the sports that they've chosen?
So my daughter swims. She has competed in schoolgirls footy. My littlest boy plays footy. He plays for East Sandringham Zebras Junior footy team. And my big boy is a baseballer, but he closet plays football in the schoolyard at school.
Right. Wow. There'd be some talent there, I imagine.
Yeah, I imagine. Now, Nicole, we need to discuss a very important issue before we get into the thick of things, which is who do you barrack for?
For my sins, I'm lifelong Carlton. So double wooden spooner. So I guess 2019 can only get better.
Yes. Well, we just had to figure out whether we could still keep talking to you. No, not really.
Have I passed? Am I all right?
You're okay. I think you're okay.
And are you a pie or a hot dog? That's the other important thing.
You know what? Last year, my first full year in the competition, AFLW competition, the photographers were talking about trying to get a photo of me eating a meat pie at the footy. So I'm absolutely petrified of eating anything at the football. Because there's a photo of me mid-bite.
Yeah, that'll go on Wikipedia, no doubt. Now, Nicole, the first match for the past two seasons has been on a Friday night at Princess Park.
Yeah.
Very historic games. We're personally looking forward to our road trip down to Geelong this weekend. We've got it all planned.
Are you driving the car or are you on the train?
Well, we've appointed Moddy as the designated driver, so we've got two seats free, so if you're looking for a lift.
Although I am fast changing my mind on that concept, we might be on the train.
Yeah, that's right. But what's the thinking behind the season beginning now on a Saturday night and down at the Cattery?
So you'll notice in the season, I know you've studied the fixture, that there's actually only three Friday night games. So when we looked at the season and listened to the feedback from the players in terms of juggling and managing their time, also the Players Association, we found that Friday nights were a little bit difficult for the players. It meant that they had to take Thursday off work as well. So we did try to, from a player well-being point of view, we did try to reduce the number of Friday nights that were there on offer. The other consideration that we had to make also was a broadcast consideration as well, because it is still quite a busy period of time in the sporting landscape. So we wanted to make sure that everybody got to see AFLW games. So we also worked in with broadcasters on that.
Nicole, Bree here. Gen W was announced last week and you spoke about it at the launch this morning. Can you explain what is Gen W in a nutshell?
Well, you are all Gen W. All of your listeners are Gen W.
Yay.
Gen W is our platform that we have launched a week ago to unite everybody that loves women's football. So, yes, our women are very much in the front of mind in terms of when we watch AFLW. We know that participation is going through the roof with girls and women. But we also recognise that men love women's footy as well. And I have spoken a bit about this in the past week, where maybe just for a moment where an AFL player had a daughter that was born, they may have thought, missed out on the father-son rule. Well, now they're seeing the football side of things from a completely different lens, thinking about opportunity with their daughters and what that can be in terms of having that connection with footy. So we've got so many men that are right behind us as well. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, AFLW women's football, it's for everybody. So we wanted to find something that really united us all. We've got a very prominent TVC, television commercial that you will see. We've actually tripled our marketing budget in terms of our advertising campaign this year for this season.
Wow.
So it's on billboards. We've taken over the Punt Road Bridge. I hope that you've seen that. So it is out there. And everybody in that television commercial, we actually cast 20 people. They had to have a genuine involvement with women's football. So there's some really beautiful stories in there.
Yeah, that's actually interesting that you say that, because that was one of the questions, because there has been a lot of talk in the media that there hasn't been enough promotion, or on the social media really, for this season, but you're saying you've saved
your marketing experts.
Yeah. <You've> kept,
yeah. Don't read the comments.
Well, so you've kept your powder dry.
Yeah, I think the other thing is that we have to be quite nifty and crafty with the way we spend our money. So it's not a blank check. We obviously are looking after the AFLW cost side of things. So the clubs have their $400,000 soft cap that they each spend on employing staff and the running costs inside the club. But then the AFL pays everything else, match day costs, the player payments, which have gone up, total player payments in 2019 have gone up by 38%. So it is a big increase. So we're building. We are getting there. It's just going to take some time. We're only in the third season, and we are looking at trying to make this sustainable in terms of where we eventually get to. Two new teams this year, as I know you know. So that's 60 more women getting opportunity to be around high-performance training environments and to be paid to play AFLW.
Well, so that's interesting. There's money needed, of course. So presumably that leads me on to say presumably there have been discussions over the past 2 years about charging entry for the games and whether that will ever happen. Where do you sit with that?
I had a menopause moment just there and I forgot to finish the end of the marketing side of things. So the thing for me is that for us to actually invest our money during something like the Australian Open, which just saturates the market, isn't a great investment in our marketing budget. So we've had to be really purposeful when we started the campaign. And we actually went into market a week earlier this year than we did last year. So I feel pretty content with where we are with that. We've now got an AFLW Women's Footy Marketing Manager. We've got a digital marketing manager, so we've actually now got people that are solely focused on AFLW and women's football. So pretty happy with that. Now repeat the question.
No. I'm glad you finished it. That's good. So what I was going to say then, now that we're on this subject of money, is that presumably there have been discussions AFL and AFLW about charging entry and whether you will at some point in the future.
Yeah, and we're watching with interest WBBL. So WBBL, the two Sydney teams as a trial this year charged a minimal fee. It was $10, I think, for their entry. And then the grand final and prelim finals, they actually charged as well. So we're having a bit of a look at that as well. What I don't want right now is any kind of price barrier to stop people coming to the football whilst we're trying to grow our audience. Unfortunately, women's sport, just like the rest of the male sport industry, are judged off attendance and they're also judged off their audiences on TV. So we need to continue to build our audience coming to the footy. So for your listeners, grab a mate, get to the footy. Let's actually show corporate Australia that this is worth something for them to invest in as well. So I don't want a price point that stops people coming. The other thing, when people go, oh, why don't you just charge? There's actually a lot of infrastructure costs around charging, ticket generation. So there is a per ticket cost. So to say, oh, you know, you can charge $10, well, $10 may not cover the infrastructure cost. So we just have to be really careful with what we do there as well.
We're currently talking with Nicole Livingston, the AFL head of women's football. Yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword sometimes, isn't it? Because then we've got people saying, well, no one would go.
I want to pay.
Yeah, and we want to pay. But, you know, then you've got people saying, well, people are just going because it's free. So it can be a bit of a double-edged sword.
Well, I mean, some of them are still making up their mind on AFLW. And you know what? If they come through the door and it's free and they go along and they love the atmosphere, because we all know that the atmosphere is amazing, if they love what they're experiencing, then they're going to come back. And eventually, as they become more invested emotionally into AFLW, then down the track they may pay.
Nicole, so recently the Women's Coaching Crusade program was launched. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of programs going around. So that's the AFL Coaches Association. They've linked in with an egg company, and in Coles supermarkets you'll actually see the faces of four female coaches. They're all involved in AFLW clubs, and that is to have a little bit more of a promotion around female coaching. So a lot of the feedback that I've received in the marketplace from mums is that they're a little bit intimidated to actually coach their daughter's team for fear of criticism from males or from dads that have been around footy for a long time. So to actually have our coaches much more visible is really important. So that's the Coaches Association. We've also got our AFLW Coaching Academy, and we launched that last year. So we have six female coaches that we're investing in to do their level three alongside the male coaches. Five of the six are actually involved in AFLW programs, and Heidi Thompson has just been employed in the Northern Territory as their talent manager and coach. So we're really excited about that. So there's a little bit going on, but we haven't got a female coach this year. So we do need to continue to push with that.
So have you, shall we say, encouraged the clubs to have females on the staff of their AFLW teams, on their coaching staff?
Yeah, we haven't put in quotas. We haven't put in sort of any soft cap allowances that if they employ females that there may be some allowances. We didn't want to get to that point. You know, in years to come, if we need to get to that point, then I'm sure that discussion will take place, particularly around potentially the soft cap allowance that if they're employing females in the AFL side of things, you could look to make some changes to the soft cap or some leverage outside of that. But right now, we actually do want to make sure that we're not putting women in a position where we set them up to fail. So we want to make sure we develop them, we educate them, we professionally develop them, but we also give them opportunity and some visibility as well. So I think we're doing that with the Coaching Academy. Michelle Cowan's one of our mentors. We did talk to Bec Goddard about getting back involved, but she was coaching Ainsley at the time and working, so didn't want to get it back involved. But that's a really great program.
Good one.
Nicole, so at the launch this morning, both yourself and Gil mentioned that AFLW is a journey that we are all going on. What's the destination in your mind? What's the end goal?
Well, the destination, and I don't know the end date for that journey, and I think that's one of the things that people really want to know, when we're going to get to the destination and what the 10 or 20 year vision for AFLW. It's a market that's changing exceptionally quick in terms of the sports space, in terms of the way people consume sport, in terms of the way that sport is being offered, lots of short forms going around in different sports. So from a 10 or 20 year point of view, we reserve the right to not go into that length in time, but in the coming years we want to make sure that the players do get a longer season. We have more teams come in. We're at 14 teams already. There are four more teams that would like to come into the AFLW competition, so to consider that as well. So to have all 18 clubs that have a women's team and this one club mentality where women are equally valued to men is really important for us, both on and off the field. So if I was to try to articulate a final point in destination, it's to get us to the point where the girls can actually choose to be full-time if they desire, because I do want them to continue to think about vocation or education, because it's a very, very short period of time, this sporting career, that they actually get enough game time that they feel like they can really give it everything they've got and be the best athletes that they can be. We're not there yet. The costs are very big, and we are at the infancy stage of the investment. We've got some great corporate supporters, NAB included. We've got broadcast partners, but it is really third year of a startup.
That's right. Actually, Nicole, I was at the launch today and someone was asking, what we'd seen in our journey, because our show started at the beginning of 2016. I said, there wasn't even the AFLW then. So
And you know what? It was slated for 2020. So whilst that's kind of easy just to throw out there and say, we are ahead of time, I get that people are impatient. I get that people want it right now. But we also do need to have some patience so that we can actually be considered in building the foundations for a league that is sustainable. There's been many examples of leagues right around the world that haven't survived because they haven't actually done what they need to do to set the foundations.
Yeah, and I think we've got to celebrate how far we've come in such a short amount of time as well.
Yeah.
And I think you're doing a great job, and we're very excited about AFLW 3.0, and we hope that as many of our listeners can get to as many games as possible during the season and really support it and watch it and get behind it.
Thank you so much for all your support, and I look forward to seeing you. I hope round seven we can meet up again in person for the Bulldogs versus Carlton out at Witten.
We'll be there, so good to hear you there.
Yeah, we'll be doing the broadcast for the Pride game that day, so we'll definitely have a chat to you there. And if you're
Book me in.
We will. Thanks so much, Nicole. We really enjoyed our chat with you tonight.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.